Now I've got JAWS for Windows already installed on my XP computer here. I'm running XP Professional, and I'm going to bring the JAWS window to the forefront by holding down the Alt key and tapping the Tab key until I get to JAWS.
Alt Tab, Demo Tape Talk Underline 9 Underline, Alt Tab, JAWS.
And there it is.
JAWS.
When I release the Alt key, it spoke the window title JAWS. Now, if it's the only thing you've got running, it would have set it first. And if you're not sure, you can always hold down the insert key and press the letter T for title.
Title equals JAWS.
And I want to explain a little bit about the insert key and numeric keypad before we get into this too far. But I won't be showing you all the keystrokes that you would need to know. There aren't a lot, but there are, because we're using a screen reader, we're making the assumption that you're not seeing the screen, so we won't really be using the mouse at all. We'll be using the keyboard to do everything, so we have a very good logical layout of keystrokes that allow you to move around the screen and review and read information. So I'm going to have to show you just a couple of keystrokes to get started. Now, I have a full desktop keyboard. It has on the right-hand side a numeric keypad, which is a block of keys. In the top left-hand corner of that block of keys on the right side is called the numlock key. And if you press it,
numlock on, numlock off,
you can toggle it on or off. And in this case, I want it to be off. So if you press it and you hear it say on,
numlock on,
press it again,
numlock off,
so it says off. Now, on the bottom left-hand corner of that block of keys on the right side of the keyboard is a big key. It has a zero on it, so it's the zero key if you were typing in numbers on the numeric keypad. But when numlock is off, it doubles as what's called an insert key. So I'll be referring to things when I say insert T, and I'll be holding down that insert key, and I'll be pressing letters in conjunction or other keys with that. So if I do insert, hold that down with the T.
Title equals JAWS.
It reads the window title. So that's how I do it. Now, there are other things that we can do along with the insert key, and I'll take you in to the help section in JAWS, and you'll be able to review more information about that. If you're on the JAWS window, we're going to press the Alt key to go to the menu bar.
Menu bar, options to navigate, press left or right arrow, Alt O.
And it told us we landed on the menu bar, it told us the item we landed on, which was options. And then it told us a tutor message about navigation. You can navigate a menu bar with left or right arrows. And then it mentioned what the access key is, Alt-O. If we had just done an Alt-O, it would have opened this options menu. Well, I'm just going to press Enter to open it.
Enter, menu active, basics, dot, dot, dot. To move through items, press up or down arrow, B.
And I'm going to take you in and adjust a couple of things right off the bat. If you are following along and you're going to try the screen reader, you may want to set it up so it's more comfortable for you to get started with. And these are the places where you make some of these settings. So let's go into the basics dialog box. This one, when it opened, it said basics dot dot dot. I'm going to do a say line, insert up arrow.
Basics dot dot dot.
And the dot 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 is an ellipsis in Windows indicating that you go to a dialog. So I press enter.
Enter, leaving menus, basic settings, dialog, tutor messages, announce menu and control, help radio button checked, 2 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow.
And dialogs are just what they sound like. They're a way for us to communicate with a application. So it gives the user the ability to communicate to the application, or for the application to communicate to us. So we're having a dialogue with JAWS at this moment, and we're going to tell it to turn off these tutor messages so we don't have to hear the extra talk. If you're getting started, you can leave them on. It'll give you a little more information, but if I press an up arrow.
Tutor messages, turn off menu and control, help radio button checked, 1 of 3.
It has now moved to the radio button, and this is one of the controls in Windows, but this choice allows us to have it off. And now pressing the Tab key, which is how you move forward from one control to the next in a dialog box in a Windows application. So pressing Tab.
Access key, speak all, radio button checked, 2 of 4.
Moves me to another group of radio buttons. There are 4 choices. I'm on the second, and I press the up arrow.
Access key off, radio button checked, 1 of 4.
And I can turn that off. Now let's tab forward one more time here.
automatically start JAWS checkbox not checked.
Now, a checkbox is another type of control. It's like a light switch. It's either on or off. It's either checked or not checked, and in this case, it was not checked. If a sighted user was looking at the screen, they would move the mouse pointer to the checkbox and click it, and it would change the state. If you're using a keyboard, like we are here with JAWS, we just hit the space bar.
Checked.
And it can check it.
Not checked.
Or space bar again, and it's not checked. Now, automatically start JAWS is a feature that allows JAWS to start up when you turn on your computer. So if you're the only one using the computer and you want to be using JAWS anyways, you probably want to go ahead and check this. And when you restart your computer, if you're running the 40-minute demonstration, when you reboot your computer, it'll automatically come up talking for you. All right, I'm going to press Enter to get out of this dialog box. We turned off the tutor messages and the access keys, and that's really what I wanted to change here. So I press Enter.
Enter, JAWS.
And I'm going to take you right back to the menu bar to Options. This time I'll do Alt-O, and it'll open that menu.
Alt-O, menu active, basics, dot, dot, dot.
So the menu got opened up automatically, and I'm going to down arrow to Voices.
Voices, submenu.
And this has a submenu, which means if you press Enter or right arrow on a menu that has a submenu, it'll open up another menu underneath Voices. So I'll press Enter.
Enter, global adjustment, dot, dot, dot.
And I'm going to take you into global adjustment. Now, the reason I like to bring you right in here in the beginning is so that you can get your voice rate set up so that it's comfortable for you. Right now, it's reading at the default rate that it would be when you install it. If you're already familiar with screen reading, if you're used to using synthesized speech, this may be too slow and you might want to speed it right up. Or maybe it's already too fast for you and you want to slow it down. So let's bring you in here so you can get it set to a comfortable rate. So go into global adjustments, dot, 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 by pressing enter.
Enter, leaving menus, global voice settings dialog, modify default radio button checked, 1 of 2.
And I'll tab forward.
Rate colon, 58 left right slider, 16%.
Here's another kind of control found in Windows, a slider. These could be left, right, or up, down. You can adjust them with the arrow keys, or page up, page down, move you in chunks. So I'll right arrow up just a couple of numbers. You can right arrow to increase or left arrow to decrease.
17%, 18%, 19%, 20%.
And now it'll be a little bit quicker. I'll just press Enter.
JAWS.
And I left that dialog box. So make sure you get your speech rate set up the way you want it if you're going to be using JAWS to follow along. So we've made a couple of basic adjustments in JAWS. There are many things that we can change. I won't take you in and show you all those changes, but I'm going to start to teach you some things that you can use in JAWS to learn what these are, how these changes are made, and why you might want to make them. Now the feature in JAWS to do this is the Insert F1 command. It's been with the product since the beginning of the mid-90s when we first released JAWS. And we've grown that feature as we went along. So in the next section here, we're going to go in and we're going to explore with Insert F1, and we're going to learn things about the start menu and the desktop and more about the JAWS application.